Welcome back to Songs That Send Us. It's your co-hosts Annie and Shadon, and we are back from a mini little break, I suppose, mostly because Shadon and I are bad at time management at the moment, and the world is a dumpster fire. However, we are here, and we are going to talk about Not True by Julia Nunez, a song we love, so it's very exciting.
It is very exciting. It's been a minute, like we said, since we've done an episode. Just life, you know, life gets in the way sometimes, unfortunately. But we've got some bops for you to share. We've got some bops for you, not for you to share, but feel free to share them.
Yeah, we always want to know what you guys are listening to. But yeah, Shadon, do you want to start us off with some songs you brought to the table today for Bop Talk?
Yes, I can do that. I'm going to play a Khalid song. He recently dropped Last Call, and I think it's been kind of a throwback to like his older sound. I'm not gonna lie, I don't love a lot of his newer stuff, but I like this one a lot.
Yay.
Search for what I set you free. It's not 2017 anymore. So you're trusting a guy like me to give you everything.
That's just a little bit of it.
Yeah, just such good vibes.
Yeah, I would agree. That's kind of all I have to say about that one. And then I've recently been into The Wallows. Not even The Wallows, just Wallows is their name. They don't have a the. But
yeah, I like Wallows.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people know them because Dylan Minnette, the lead actor who plays Clay in 13 Reasons Why, is in the band. Though, I will say, interestingly, I really enjoy the songs more that have Brayden as the lead vocals. And I think that's just because he has more of kind of an old school-y sound to his voice, kind of, I want to say maybe a little bit like slower 80s. Here, I'll play my bop from them. They did drop a couple of songs recently, and I think I like this one, At the End of the Day. I also like These Times, but I'm going to play At the End of the Day. A lot of their songs, I really enjoy the beats too, just the instrumentals, the guitar, the bass, like all of that. I think that's their strongest part.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Love that. Okay, I guess I should share some music now, right?
You sound so unenthused.
Actually, I like the songs I'm sharing today a lot, though. I guess I always
I would hope you always do, yeah.
So the first song I want to share is 365 by My Friend.
Thank you.
song. It just feels vibey to me.
I like it. It's I like that it's kind of similar to the energy to the one that I did, just the Wallows one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes, I agree. And then the other one I'm going to share is Come Around by Peter McPoland, which is a newer release from him.
I love that you're bringing these ones that I haven't heard, artist.
I love it.
Hey, are you ready to go? I'm just waiting in your driveway, watching the breeze blow. Say what you already know. You've been missing me for a while, babe. I hear it in your voice, let's take it real slow. Don't you know?
Keeps on keeping on.
I love it. I do like that. It's kind of just an upbeat, good vibe song.
Yeah, something about his voice kind of reminds me sometimes of Rex Orange County a little bit.
Interesting.
Or maybe not. Maybe I'm making that up. But
I could see it a little bit. I wouldn't necessarily think of that on my own, but I could kind of see how you think that.
So here we go into the main event of the episode. I don't know if you can tell. I'm a little tired today. I was out drinking. We recorded this the day after St.
Patty's
Day. Annie's
an alcoholic, basically.
Shh, don't say such blasphemy. So I think I'm a little at low energy. Shannon had a stressful day of work, and we are here vibing with some music to release our tensions. But
the most
the energy is
sobby
off.
Song. That's yeah. Anyways, we hope to bring Julia more fans because Julia is amazing. We love Julia. Julia Nunez is an independent artist. We're gonna give you some context, some background, the lowdown of her life. This is us doing that.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So Julia. Actually, really interesting that I saw Ben Folds on your recently added songs, because she's opened, Julia's opened for Ben 4 times, I believe, and...
Oh my gosh, that's such an interesting pairing.
Isn't it?
I love Ben Folds, actually. I'm
not as keen into him. I'm not as keen.
I get in moods. You're not as keen. I get into Ben Folds' moods. He's not, like, always the vibe.
Yeah.
But every once in a while, I'm like, okay.
Have you seen him live?
We're going to the Ben Folds vibe. I have seen.
Do you know what?
Yeah.
I was just thinking about this earlier today, actually. A little bit of a tangent. But you are someone who likes to see your favorite artist multiple times. Where I've done that only, like, maybe once or twice. I like to, if I've seen them once, I'm kind of like, yeah, it was amazing. But I want to spend my money on other artists. Whereas Annie is about to see Phoebe for the 3rd or 4th time, is it?
3rd time. And I didn't even, like, I legitimately was like, I cannot go see her again for that same reason. I said to my friend, I was like... I can't go. It's too expensive. I'd rather spend that money on concerts for artists I haven't seen before. And then she was like, well, what about? And I was like, fuck,
you're
fine. If it's this price, I'll go. So now I'm seeing her for the 3rd time, but I'll definitely pause after that. There's certain artists I will see. I mean, I would see Florence and Gina anytime, day of night. But like, there has to be a very special artist for me
to see multiple
times.
Like,
but I have seen artists multiple
times. If their album is just, you know, blew you away as well, you would do it again, I think. Like, you being generally...
To see them play the new music.
I would love to see Hozier again. But
I
don't hear much about him touring. I don't know what's going on with him.
You've seen Dermot multiple times.
I have, that's true. But that's because I think it's, like, also sometimes the case with festivals. You'll accidentally see someone you really love again. Arctic Monkeys I've seen twice intentionally. Just because they're always an interesting experience. Very intense fans, though, I will say. Anyways, Julia has opened for Ben Folds 4 times, and she considers Ben Folds to be one of her one of her idols, and she opened for him at his request, which is also super, super cool.
That is cool.
And interestingly, and she, I don't think we've had someone similar to her on here in that she's an independent artist. She kind of puts her music, she's not attached to a label. And I think that's just really, really cool. She got popular originally on YouTube when she put her songs on there, originally when she was a freshman in college. And it is cool too, because she comes from a musical family. She's from New York. Her father is a pianist and a composer of children's songs. One of her grandfathers was a composer, and she's got Portuguese citizenship as well as US, so that's kind of cool too. She originally started musically just by taking piano lessons, and then she switched to guitar in her teens. She started writing songs at 14 and playing the ukulele, which is kind of what she was also kind of known for on YouTube in, I want to say, 2005. She also plays the guitar, though, so that's pretty cool. One other really cool thing about her, we're just, like, listing off fun facts about Julia, is that Molly Ringwald, which I think most people know who Molly Ringwald is, unless you're very young, but Molly Ringwald is super popular from a bunch of 80s or 90s movies.
80s, yeah. Okay. Pretty in Pink.
Maybe 90s,
16
too?
Candles. Yeah. More recently, yeah. Some people have known her. I think she made some... She's in some newer TV shows and stuff, too, or movies.
I want to say,
she was
yeah,
in Secret Life of the American Teenager.
Oh, that's cringe. Okay. Anytime I think of that show, I think of that one scene where he's like, you're my whore.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, I can't. Anyways. Yeah, and so Molly Ringwald stated that she took up the ukulele after seeing Julia on YouTube. Oh. And she inspired her, which is insane, because Julia's not even that big.
Yeah, that's really interesting.
But Molly Ringwald, yeah,
that's funny.
It's wild.
I know of Julia, too, because speaking of, like, YouTube, like, she was kind of similar circles as Dodie. And
I knew you were going to say
Dodie
that.
Dodie and
oh
her
gosh,
have done some
so
kind
cool.
of, like, collabs and stuff, and they're friends, so.
Oh, my goodness. Do you know, it's interesting, because I feel like I actually might have seen one of their collabs, but I feel like Dodie is a lot more well-known for whatever reason.
Yeah, I think so. I think...
Because she went on tour. We saw her on tour.
Yeah,
Dodie.
I think Dodie is with a label now. That's probably partially why.
Oh,
maybe.
Okay. That's probably a big part of it. That's interesting. But she also performed with Weezer at Bonnaroo, which is a music festival in Tennessee. And this song, Not True, is off of her album, Ugh Wow, which I adore that title. And a lot of people say that she kind of has a cello-like voice and kind of her lyricism, something she's really known for. It's very thought-provoking, and I definitely think you can see it in this song. But she also ended up dropping an album on Conan, Late Night Show. So she's kind of done a lot, which is really interesting because I feel like she should be bigger than she is, considering all these cool things. And she also said, Ugh, wow, is pretty a pretty consistent line in my internal monologue, which she just seems like such a fun person, relatable, that we would want to be friends with,
yes,
I think.
Yes, I agree completely.
Yeah. But unless you have any early thoughts about how you discovered this song.
No, I would just love to listen to it. I love this one.
Do you recall how you discovered it?
I mean, I've...
I sound like I'm interviewing you.
I've listened to her... before finding this song. This isn't, like, one of the first songs I found by her or anything.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I think just listening to Ugh Wow, I listened to this one. She had a song from Ugh Wow featured in Ginny and Georgia on Netflix.
Oh. But you knew her from her YouTube Dodie days, yeah?
Yeah, somewhat. And, yeah, because I used to really like the song by her. Let me look it up.
For some added context, too, Annie put this song on some playlist, or she told... No, I think you don't only put it on a playlist to me, but you told me about it. Like, it's just really hitting me. Like, I'm sitting in the car listening to it. And then I started listening to it, and I was like, this is going on my crying playlist automatically. It just makes you, like, reflect.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. No, I used to really love the song Make Out by her and Don't Feel. And then I think that was from her Some Feelings album. But, yeah, the song from Ugh Wow that was on Ginny and Georgia is No Sudden Moves, which is also
cool.
Really good. But...
See, another huge thing for her, being on that big Netflix show.
Yeah.
I'm just, wow, I'm wowed by you, Julia. Here is Not True by Julia Nunez.
I loved running shit by you, telling me why you think what you think, do what you do. I feel like such a failure, sitting here wearing a shirt that I bought 'cause you told me to. I could have sworn my whole life was leading up to you, and if that's not true, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do without you. I've been dying for a while. Took an inch and then a mile.
watched me go. You packed my bags. You bought my ticket. 'Cause I'm such a child. I needed your permission to leave.
Carried away with this one.
I know.
I feel like for me personally, I have to sit here and I'm almost immobilized by listening to the song. I have to sort of sit and listen.
Yeah, it just hits you. Like you mentioned about like, yeah, mm-hmm. me sharing this song with you, and I was like, oh, I just was listening to this in the car a bunch. It was making me feel. And it's one of those songs that I think when I like first found it too, I was like, I just need to listen to this over and over again. And like, it just hits because it's like so, I don't know, like open, just the song itself. There's not a lot going on. It just like this kind of, I think you noted she has like a deeper voice too. And so it's like this kind of like heartier voice, just singing this straightforward message with very clear kind of heartbreaking lyrics.
Yeah. I think that's one of my favorite parts or thing, I guess, about her music is her voice, how it's kind of, it is on the deeper end, which you don't often hear, I feel like, with female musicians. And I think that's what draws me to her. And the fact that it also makes it feel more emotional somehow, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
And I know I when I read that someone had described her as having a cello like voice, I kind of was like, yeah, I actually really can see that. And especially in this one, because you're right, it almost feels stripped back. But then you have later on in the song and towards the middle, the chorus, the kind of like, I don't know what it is, but it dips the instrumental or whatever.
Yeah,
like the
there's like a lot of different parts that come in.
Yeah. Production wise.
Yeah, I think a lot of it is mostly like, I don't know, we'll listen to it again, and maybe I'll make a different opinion about it. But yeah, no, and I love that when it gets kind of crazier towards the end. But like for the first verse, chorus, verse, and like second chorus, you pretty much, you know, you have just the voice leading it. And I mean, I love from even just the first line, I loved running shit by you.
Yeah.
And you already know from that, oh, this is past tense, so it's no longer there. And the idea of telling me why you think what you think, do what you do. And I just think that's such, like, a straightforward way of saying, though, like, when you're really into someone and you're, like, you just want to understand everything, like, how their brain works and their decisions. And that, I think, also the I loved running shit by you, too. Like, when you have that person and you're, like, this is the person I go to talk about stuff. They're the first person I think of. I love that.
Yeah, I also think there's something to be said about, I know I'm like this. I don't think you're like this as much, but I love asking people's opinions on things. And yeah, maybe I'll know what I really want them to say, but I love hearing their thoughts on something like, oh, how does this look, or which do you think I should choose, kind of thing. And there's a weird kind of joy I get from hearing their thoughts.
Yeah.
Even if I don't end up going with what they say, I just really, I love it. But here it's obviously kind of, I don't necessarily want to say toxic, but it's to a degree where she doesn't, you know, have her own like thoughts and opinions and things like that. And then I think it's a really interesting jump to those first three lines, then to the last three of the verse where it goes, I feel like such a failure. Yeah. Yeah. Sitting here wearing a shirt that I bought because you told me to. So it's no longer, I love like hearing your thoughts. I'm now sitting here realizing I rely so much on what you think. Like, am I even my own person?
Yeah, it seems like there was a kind of a loss of agency, and it was almost like willingly given for this person, whether they probably because they loved them, but also I think from the line, I feel like such a failure. I mean, that's how they feel currently. But like, I think also there's this kind of feeling of like this person maybe was more mature. They seemed to be more mature. They seemed to know what life was about more. And so like, I kind of gave up to them because I was like, they can help me run this shit. And then now that they're gone, realizing like, oh, who am I now?
Yeah. And it's kind of, I know, you know, when one of your friends starts dating someone and they just automatically are so all in and they're like, this is the one. And then later on, it doesn't work out and they invested so much in this person. I think this is kind of like the case here.
Yeah.
And you can kind of see that in the chorus where she clearly thought that this is the person that was her whole life she was meant for to be with. And that's the whole song too. It's not true. Like this whole thing that she focused so much on and fixated so much on isn't true. And that kind of affects the rest of her life because she did put like all of her thoughts were associated with this person and things like that.
Yeah. And I just love the chorus. Like I could have sworn my whole life was leading up to you because it's such a romantic line. But
yeah, it is.
This person wasn't the person it was. Yeah, it's not true. It's not the person her whole life was going to. And it was like this person was like this foundation for her in some ways at this time in her life. And so now it's like, I don't know what the fuck to do without you.
Yeah.
I don't know what to do without you. Like, and it seems like she's also saying like, I don't almost know who I am without you now.
That's exactly it. And it's just so, you kind of feel like it's a gut punch because again, her deeper voice is singing that. So it feels like she's like mourning or just crying almost when she sings it.
That's such a good point. And it just feels so vulnerable too, the way it's sung. It feels so honest. Yeah.
I agree. And then the second verse is also really interesting. Yeah. I've been dying for a while, took an inch then a mile. And you watched me go, you packed my bags, you bought my ticket. And then these next couple lines are some of my favorite. Because I'm such a child. I needed your permission to leave you behind. Am I out of my mind? The way she sings that is almost admonishing herself, but it's just kind of factual at the same time. I'm such a child. I don't know. It's really interesting.
Yeah, no, I fucking love those lines. Those are maybe my favorite lines of the song. Like, because I'm such a child, I needed your permission to leave you behind. Because, I don't know, there's something that, like, hurts so much about that. And it's also, like, yeah, it's clearly, like, what's the word? Self-deprecating in a way. Like, I'm such a child.
Yeah, I was thinking that.
You know,
but it's also kind of just factual. Yes. Like, yeah, this is
exactly. Yeah. It's like, so it's like balancing that line because it's like, in one ways, it's kind of self-deprecating, but really that was how she perceived herself in that relationship and how she is now. Because she's like, I wasn't maybe being an adult about all this and having my agency in this. I was just letting you tell me what I needed to do. I needed your permission to leave you behind. Like, it just says, like, even if there were things that aren't good about this relationship, she was willing to do it no matter what. Yeah. She didn't really care. And am I out of my mind? Ugh, yeah, so I love that.
Which is kind of crazy to think about. But then she's, you know, acknowledging that this is not right, you know, you're right with the line, am I out of my mind?
Yeah.
Like, this isn't making sense even to her, but she's not almost doing anything to, like, reevaluate it. Like, I feel like this person that she was with almost had to be like, yeah, go.
Yeah.
Which is what she's saying, but I wonder, I don't know.
And I think it's even sadder, too, because then you think about, I mean, and then in her opinion, like, she was giving everything to this relationship. She was willing to do whatever this other person wanted.
Yeah.
Because she didn't really know what she was doing or she loved this person. Yeah. And it still didn't work out. So in some ways, I feel like in this, you feel from her, like, what was I doing? Like, why couldn't I just make this work? Or what was I doing? But now looking back, it's like, oh, well, I wasn't being myself and I wasn't being a full person. And
yeah, which makes me think that Julia Nunez is a really romantic person. She, you know, wants to believe in this idealist world where, yeah, we all have this one person that's meant for us and you live happily ever after and all of that. Like, it works out.
Oh, definitely. I think the idea of, like, my whole life leading up to you feels very soulmate-y. Like, this was my person. And then you realize that this is not my person.
Yeah.
Do you believe in soulmates?
I don't know. I used to be such a romantic, but I feel like as an adult now, oh my gosh, would we have recorded an episode since my birthday? I don't know. I'm 25 now, which is weird, but I feel like the older I get, I'm hardly old, obviously, but the older I get, I feel like the more, and disenfranchised obviously isn't the right word, but I just become more detached from the idea of this happily ever after and, like, you know, this one person's meant for you and you're going to love the same person the rest of your life. I think you definitely have multiple loves and as an adult. And that's why I just, like, don't know if I believe. I don't know. I'm, like, scared to get married because I feel like, what if you fall out of love? Yeah, and that's, like, the biggest fear. Yeah. But I do believe in platonic soulmates more than romantic ones.
For sure.
Yeah,
I don't know. I don't really believe in soulmates. I think that there are many people we can love and make it work with. But there's something lovely about the idea of
soulmates. Again, it's just, it's too, I think, like, fluffy almost. But I love that some people really are steadfast in their beliefs and soulmate beliefs. But,
Should we listen to the rest of this?
Yeah.
But you can't say something I don't feel anymore. I've been here before, and I let it go on too long.
I just love that the how it does the last chorus, because it's super discombobulated with all of the different sounds and instruments, and it just becomes so like dark and angsty.
Which is so wild that she did it like that, and then is like, yes, I love this. This is going to be put out into the world like this, because that's kind of your inner thoughts, you know? Screwy.
Yeah, no, it's so true. And that, no, exactly. That's like what it feels like to me. It feels like at the end too, it feels like it's like kind of almost like deconstructing little by little.
Yeah.
Kind of like the relationship and kind of like her feelings on it and that beat towards the end. Yeah, it's like almost spooky. But the bridge itself is so interesting too. I love how she sings the beginning of the bridge. I don't know. But you can't save something I don't feel anymore. I've been here before, which is so interesting because it's almost kind of contrary to how she's presented her feelings about this so far in a way. I don't feel anymore. It's like she's acknowledging now fully in this bridge, like, yeah, I needed to get out. I just wasn't capable of getting out. I didn't see it then. And I've been here before is really interesting.
It's just like a definite kind of turn, I think, compared to the previous lyrics. But I do. I just adore that at the end of the song.
And I love, and I let it go on too long. I needed something to blame it on. I don't know. I just think the idea is so interesting because I think it's easier for us to end relationships too when there's a big blowout or there's something big to blame it on. And a lot of times we kind of use it as a scapegoat too of like, oh, there's so many other things that were culminating that made us need to break up, but it's easier to pin on this one thing. And this time I'm trying to be strong, but it still feels wrong. But I love that, like, though, the feeling of at least like a little bit of I'm trying to grow and be better.
Well, I feel like that too, just the couple lines, I let it go on too long. I needed something to blame it on. I think that just honestly points to the fact that like we as people, we struggle with change and confronting something that will cause, you know, our lives to change in a drastic way. And so I think that's just a lot of the times human nature. Yeah.
And ending relationships is really hard even when you know you need to, because I think most people remember how good it was and exciting it was at the beginning. And it's like you
wanna believe.
Wish like, oh, I could just go back to that time. Like that was so promising and hopeful and lovely. Yeah. But so a lot of times we do let it go on too long because we're just like, maybe this can get better. Yeah. Or also I just don't want to acknowledge that it's not going to get better.
That's the nail on the head there, I think, is the whole thing. Yeah. But I can't. I feel like it's hard to articulate why this is so moving to me. And I think a lot of it goes back to the simplicity of just sitting like and listening to this and just like the words paired with her deep voice and kind of mostly the song just being her voice kind of hits you harder. And I think that's why we do tend to like those stripped back ones. We love a good beat, but we like a stripped back song. Like,
I've been also struggling sometimes to decide what it is about the song I love so much. And I think it's the feeling of loss. And like this song is about loss. It's about the loss of a person in a relationship and that, you know, a person that you did love. And I think it's also the loss of who you were before that, or maybe your like perception of who you are too, because you know, it's always so easy to say, like, I'll get out in a relationship once it turns to shit. Or I would never give myself away to a person and let them have control of everything or yada, yada, yada. And then once you're through it, you realize, like, oh, I am capable of that because things are wild and you can't know. But and so I think that's part of it, too. It's like this loss of who she probably thought she was. And now this, like, truly kind of a loss of self that she has to, like, kind of regain and build back up. Yeah. Ah, it just hit so hard, but.
Anyways, everyone go support Julia Nunez, new favorite.
Yes, please.
Yeah, she's a cool
Just listen
chick.
To the entirety of Ugh Wow, it's so good. So.
Which, just listen to it on its own because of the title itself, Ugh Wow. Yeah. Like, what a great title. I adore that. What does that bring us to, Annie? What are we doing next?
Okay, so next week we'll talk about King by Florence and the Machine, one of her newer songs, and I'm sure we'll have plenty also to say about.
Yeah.
Some of our old favorites as well. But so we'll be doing that next week. And then in the meantime, you can follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Songs That Send Us. And if you're listening to us on Spotify, give us a 5-star rating, give us a follow. If you're listening to us on Apple Podcasts, also give us a 5-star rating, give us a review if you'd be so kind. We love you listeners and we appreciate your support so much, even though we've been a little erratic with our schedule lately.
Yeah, and we know that there's a lot of podcasts you could be listening to, so giving us a listen, we love that. Thank you.
Yes, we appreciate you so much. Yeah. So, and on that note, I guess
we're gonna love we'll you love and leave ya.
And leave ya. And if that's not true.